Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Skipper Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Centrum Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Mishra from Centrum Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir. Hello, Mr. Mishra.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Sir, please proceed.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Centrum Broking Limited, I welcome you all to the 2Q FY24 conference call of Skipper Limited. The management today is represented by Mr. Sharon Bansal, Director; Mr. Devesh Bansal, Director; Mr. Shivasankar Gupta, CFO; and Mr. Aditya Dujari, GM, Finance and IR. I would now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rahul. Good afternoon to you all, and thank you for your continued interest in Skipper. Please take note, any forward-looking statement made during this call must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the industry and the company face. Some of the key operational and financial highlights in comparison to previous year quarter were as follows. I am pleased to inform you that the company registered its best-ever revenue quarter of 772 crore against rupees 452 crore in previous year quarter two, on back of strong performance across all its major business segments, achieving growth of 67% over previous year quarter period while maintaining healthy operating EBITDA margins of 9.4%. The segmental revenue breakup were as follows. Engineering was 595 crore, up by 57% over previous year quarter. Polymer was rupees 112 crore, up by 58%, and infra segment was 64.2 crore, up by 490%. The company engineering export sales were at approximately rupees 207 crore and constituted 35% of overall engineering segment revenue. The company achieved its best-ever second-quarter revenue in the polymer business. Fueled by robust volume growth of 101%, our revenue surged by an impressive 58% compared to previous year's quarter. Years of dedicated effort towards building a robust retail network for our polymer business have now started showing encouraging results. Skipper Pipes brand campaign as India's safest pipe with brand ambassador M.S. Dhoni and Chris Gayle is paying rich dividends. Higher growth witnessed in campaign markets indicating campaign effectiveness. Company intends to increase its campaign spread to other geographies as well and open new markets in the coming couple of quarters. Our quarterly operating performance, excluding the impact of forex gain loss, were as follows. Operating EBITDA increased to rupees 72.4 crore, and operating margins stood at 9.4% for the quarter. The engineering segment operating EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 11%. Over the years, the average proportion of our H1 revenues in relation to total revenues is close to 40%. Accordingly, with operating leverage coming into play, historically, our margin profiles see an improvement in H2 versus H1. Going forward, we expect similar trend to continue and deliver further margin performance of 12% in this business on back of better quality contracts getting executed and rising share of international business. While the EBITDA margin for polymer business will continue to get benefited from fixed costs getting rationalized over larger revenue base. The management stay focused continues towards bottom-line improvement. The consolidated PBT increased to rupees 28.6 crore, and PBT margin at 3.7% of sales for the current quarter period against rupees 5.5 crore in the previous year quarter with PBT margin of 1.2%. The consolidated PAT increased to rupees 19.8 crore with PAT margins at 2.6% of sales for the current quarter period against rupees 2.99 crore in previous year quarter. Our half-year performance highlights were as follows. Revenue of H1 FY24 increased to rupees 1327 crores against rupees 878 crores in H1 FY23, registering a growth of 51% with margins at 9.7%. Engineering business segment achieved revenue of 1012 crores against rupees 689 crores in the previous year first half period, registering a stupendous growth of 47%. Polymer business achieved its best ever half revenue performance. Revenue increased to rupees 240 crores against rupees 159 crores, up by 51%. Polymer sales volume doubled to 16,700 tons approx against 8,600 tons approx in previous year H1 period, registering a growth of 94%. Consolidated PBT increased to rupees 51.8 crores against rupees 5 crores in the previous year period. PBT margins of sales increased to 3.9% of sales against 0.6% in previous half period. Consolidated PAT increased to rupees 36 crores against rupees 2.3 crores in previous year first half, registering a growth of 1436%. The PAT margins to sales improved to 2.7% against 0.3% in corresponding period. Finance cost as a percentage of sales improved to 4.7% against 5.3% over previous year first half period. On the order front, I'm happy to inform you that the current year quarter was the best ever quarter in the company history. During the quarter, we secured large size contracts, particularly from PGCIL, for their transmission line works in states of Rajasthan and for several other T&D projects, both domestic and international, including telecom. The total inflow for the quarter was in excess of rupees 1529 crores against rupees 461 crores previous year, registering a year-on-year growth of 232%. The total H1 inflow was the highest ever for the company. We secured new orders in excess of 2,744 crores during the year against rupees 863 crores last year first half period, registering year-on-year growth of 218%. The current order book stands at 6,074 crores, which is the highest ever in the company's history and is well diversified across sectors and segments. The order book to engineering and infra segment sales now stands at 3.9x of FY23 sales, giving us revenue visibility for the next 3 to 4 years. The domestic T&D environment is showing signs of a strong rebound after 2 years of lukewarm response. The company is committed to leverage and address the vast potential of India's transmission sector with its integrated operation. With the government accelerated efforts towards scaling renewable grid infrastructure and improving electrification in urban and rural areas, SKIMBA is poised to support this growth. Further, we expect good traction in the international transmission line to continue. Company is witnessing a surge in global inquiries and getting benefited from China plus one trend. The company will continue to get benefited from pent-up demand as the global economy opens up and global focus and investment in building T&D infrastructure catering to renewables continues to grow. Further, the company looks forward to tap emerging opportunities in sectors aligned with the government's rising interest. SKIMBA's rising diversification into the business of telecom, railway electrification, water EPC and drip irrigation has tremendous potential aiding to strengthen its revenue stream. The tender pipeline for us to participate looks deep and the current bidding pipeline also remains strong and at their all-time high level of 12,620 crores, with international share at 8,020 crores and domestic at 4,600 crores. Thank you and I am happy to take your questions now.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Deepak Purbasani of Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for very good set of numbers. Sir, my question relates to firstly on the execution front. How much was the contribution in the engineering product from the BSNL order in this quarter? Secondly, on the debt front, it has increased to the 713 crore in this quarter. Looking at the current execution run rate, how should we look the debt level at the end of the year? And thirdly, on the EBIT margin, in the engineering product, our margin on the sequential basis has come down slightly. So can you please share the thoughts? I mean, how should we look at going ahead?
Okay, so your first question was about what is the share of BSNL in the current current quarter that just ended.
Yeah.
Okay, so BSNL was approximately 125 crores in the current quarter that just ended. And could you repeat your second question also, please?
So, second question is related to the debt level. In this quarter, that has risen to the 716 crore. How should we look the debt number at the end of this year, considering the growth phase we are going through, especially on the working capital debt level?
Well, the debt number has only increased in the short-term debt. In the long-term debt number actually has come down for the company. From previous year, it was about 226, it was 290 crores and currently is about 284 crores. So actually the long-term debt number is almost flat. The short-term debt has gone up from about 294 crores to about 428 crores. But largely that is in line with the, the revenue growth of the company. The important metric for the management to track is the finance cost. Now, if you see the finance cost as a percentage of sales, it has come down. And currently, we are at approximately 4.5% finance cost as a percentage of revenue. This number was higher than 5%. Last year. So I think our overall working capital number of days has also come down. So although it is difficult to say what the debt level will be at the end of the year, it will definitely be higher considering the growing revenue. But we can definitely target that at an annual basis, our finance cost as a percentage of sales will be lower than last year's level.
Okay, and so finally on the margin front, on the sequential basis, there is a slight dip in the margin and across the segments.
Right. So you know that we've always guided for approximately 12% margin for our engineering business and approximately 10% margin for our infra business. So we are, the current order book of the company supports that guidance and we definitely hope to deliver that for the full year period. For the quarter and for the half year, normally what happens is, there may be a difference in the quality of contracts getting executed. So that could have an effect on the margins on the quarter basis. But for the full year basis, definitely we continue and maintain our earlier guidance of 12% for engineering segment and approximately 9 to 10% for the infra segment.
Okay. And sir, finally on the capex front, how much have we incurred in the first half and what would be the full year capex for this fiscal year?
We've already incurred approximately 55 crores capex in the first half of the year. And towards the end, by the end of the year, we expect to be about in the 80 to 90 crore range.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Aastha from Navshai. Please go ahead. Aastha, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead. Aastha, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead. There's no response from the current participant. We'll move on to the next. That is from the line of Rahul Mishra from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So I have a few questions. So the first question pertains to, like you have mentioned in your opening remark, that global inquiries are increasing. So can you just name from which regions are we seeing these inquiries, and if possible, if you can quantify, what would be the margins level for this regions, and if not overall, if you can tell me this, how much margin expansion can we see with orders or with the new inquiries coming, inquiries conversion to orders and then execution, how much margins can expansion can we see from this overseas orders? Hello.
In regard to export market, what we can tell you is that company is exporting to about 65 plus countries worldwide, and our international presence is consistently growing. We are seeing demand opportunities in a number of countries. Currently, the strongest demand is coming in from, I would say, the Middle East region. That is probably the area where we are seeing the maximum demand inflow from countries like Saudi, from Iraq, from UAE, Oman, etc. So all these countries are quite active, even the North Africa region. So the larger MENA region, Middle East and North Africa region, which includes countries like Egypt, etc., all of them are having robust demand. Of course, our traditional markets like Latin America, and parts of Africa, there also company is enjoying healthy demand. So in terms of future projection, see, it is estimated that global T&D spend will see a massive jump from currently about $250 billion annually to perhaps about $500 billion in the next 3 to 4 years' time. So certainly there will be a lot of opportunity in the overall transmission network for strong players like Skipper. And with regard to margins, we have always maintained that export margins are, 1 or 2% higher than domestic margins. As our business will come more and more from developed geographies, countries like Australia, US, Canada, from in some of these places we are already doing significant business, and we are expecting to see good large orders being finalized from these developed countries in the times to come. There we can definitely hope for more and more margin expansion at the bottom line level.
Fine, fine enough. So my next question is towards the domestic market. So if you can help me understand what is the current size of the transmission towers in the domestic market, and how are we placed, as in what is our market share, and how do we compete with our competitors in this particular space, and what is the outlook going ahead, given that India is, or the government is emphasizing more on the renewable energy generation, and if this gets implemented in real time, then we could really see a good amount of opportunities coming from these sectors. So just a brief outlook if you can share with us.
Yes, so currently our overall order book is about 6,000 crores as of end of September, which had roughly 17 to 18% export, and rest 83% came from domestic. Now, within this domestic order book, approximately there's an even split between T&D and non-T&D. So 41% coming from T&D and 42% coming from non-T&D. So this has seen a sharp rise in the last 1 year, where basically there is a lot of pent-up demand in the Indian transmission space. CEA has come out with a paper of expected investment of 2.4 lakh crores up till 2030 in the Indian transmission space, particularly to cater to 500 gigawatt of renewable energy, which is coming online. So I think we should, this current trend that we have seen in the domestic market of robust ordering, we expect this to continue over the next few years, and all large players like Skipper will definitely benefit from this trend.
Sure. Thanks for replying. So my next question is for again on the domestic market. So like once we start getting orders and we tend to start getting rewarded to players and we start generating revenue book, we start booking our revenue. So how would be the working capital requirement and how are we supposed to fund that? Like will the initial internal accruals will be sufficient or else we have to resort to some kind of funding too, because once revenue increases, it will definitely have to be supported by working capital needs. So how are we placed at this point of time?
Yeah, I mean, see, the company has strong cash flows and we have quite comfortable working capital limits with our lenders for taking care of any working capital expansion requirement of the company, even though this year we are looking at a significant revenue jump. We are seeing no challenge meeting the working capital funding requirements. And also we don't see any challenge in the upcoming future as well, as the company is guiding for a minimum 25% CAGR growth over the next 3 years. Definitely our internal accrual plus the working capital support received by our lenders will be sufficient for taking care of any requirements that we have. As you might be aware, the company is also in the process of coming out with the rights issue of about approximately 200 crore value. And that rights issue will further be used for supporting the working capital, growing working capital requirements of the company.
So just one last question. If you can just give us sales breakup between sectors, like how much we do it from T&D, from railways and from telecom? Any round figure if you like to...
Normally what we've seen is that the order book of any year, that translates into the revenue of the next year. So maybe perhaps what you can see is that, like I mentioned, that currently the order book is 40-40-20, 40% domestic T&D, 40% domestic non-T&D, and approximately 20% exports. So I think that is the split that you can see in execution also in the coming times.
All right. So if I can just squeeze in one more question. So about telecom, so we see that the upcoming 5G and 6G network will see some increased demand for telecom towers, and this particular sector is going to be promising in the next few years. So if you can just give a brief outlook on this, like how can we as a company can offer our services to the telecom sectors, given that we've already received one of the large orders from BSNL to set up telecom towers in rural areas. So what is the outlook for telecom sector?
Yes, I would say that the telecom sector is certainly going to be seeing good demand. We have secured the large order from BSNL. We are also getting large orders from other players like Indus Towers and Jio. So we expect that ordering trend to continue. As India moves into 5G and then subsequently 6G networks, you know, the demand for towers will continue to be there in the telecom space. So certainly we look at telecom as a growing area overall for our engineering product business.
Sure. Thanks a lot, sir, for answering my questions. I'll join back in the queue if I have more questions.
Surely.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Agrawal from Navesha Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, ma'am?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, sir. Firstly, congratulations, sir, for the good set of numbers, sir.
Thank you.
My question is, sir, order book as on stood at around 6,000 crore. So can you please give the color on the execution timeline, like within how many quarters we can execute this order book, sir?
Yeah, so normally the order book is executable over between 15 to 24 months, and that will be the trend for this order book as well.
Okay. Right. So on international front. and around 4,600 crores on domestic front. So from this, what can we expect, sir, and by what time, sir?
Sorry, your voice was not very clear. Could you please repeat again?
Sir, as there is robust bidding pipeline, sir, so by what amount can we expect this bidding to flow into the order book and by what time, sir?
Right. So, you know, the company already has a significant order book, and we are adopting a more, you know, selective approach in further order inflow. You know, we are obviously targeting higher margins because they're already sitting at a comfortable order book. There is sufficient business to be taken both on the domestic front and international front. So I think now the company will use the opportunity of the current large order book to target more higher margin orders in the coming years.
Okay, right, sir. And sir, the third question would be, sir, as we can see on the polymer division, sir, there is a margin dip, sir. So what can we expect, like around 10% margin as there was in year 2014-15? So when can we expect those margins, sir, in the polymer division?
Yeah, so in fact, polymer division has not had a margin dip if you consider H1 to H1. Last year, H1, we were at about 4.4% operating margin, and this year we are at about 5.8%. As our revenue and volume keeps growing in this segment, which it already is, we have delivered about a 51% growth in volumes. We expect, you know, margins to increase, you know, keep improving every quarter, as we go ahead towards the double-digit margin eventually. So this is something, where definitely there is a lot of headroom to grow, and we are definitely on the path towards that margin expansion in this business.
Sir, if you can give some color, like by what time, like within next quarter or within next few years?
It is difficult for me to put a time frame to that, but we are definitely on the path to margin expansion, and hopefully we'll get there sooner rather than later.
All right, for sure. And sir, what would be the current installed capacity in the engineering and the polymer segment and the respective capacity utilization for the same, sir?
Okay, in the engineering space, our total capacity is approximately 300,000 tons per year. And looking at the order book and continued robust demand, we expect that this year we will be ending at about 70-75% capacity utilization. In the polymer space, our total capacity is 62,000 tons per year. And here also, we are looking at approximately 70%, sorry, 60% capacity utilization for the full year, this current year.
Okay. And sir, like, are we expecting any like upcoming future CapEx plan, seeing the robust demand on the like towers and division segment?
Yes, sure. So currently, current company, whatever the CapEx that we are doing, it is towards more capacity debottlenecking, driving cost efficiency, and increasing of our range, because our revenue mix is going through a lot of changes. We are catering a lot more to different countries, different export markets. So in that, we definitely do need to invest in our capacity to cater to all the various sizes, the various grades that are required in the international market. And even in the domestic market, because of non-T&D share rising, there is a lot of capacity debottlenecking and range expansion that we need to do. So all that is happening, and we are currently carrying out the CapEx for that, but which is mostly brownfield. We are and looking at the robust demand, we may go in for a greenfield plant expansion, but the board is yet to take a call on that. That we will be deciding subsequently in the coming quarters.
Right, sir. Thank you so much, sir. All the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Mishra from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the follow-up. So my question is on the polymers business. So how do you see the current demand situation panning out, and what is the growth rate that we are expecting to clock in H2,
of this fiscal as well as for FY24 as well?
In terms of growth, we delivered a 51% growth in the first half of the year in the polymer segment. And for the second half also, we are targeting a similar growth number. Could you repeat your first question, please?
The question is pertaining to the growth. So I've already got it from your side. So how exactly the company would be looking to grow in the second half of the year and for FY24? I would like to also add in one more question, that what are our A&P spends as a percentage of sales, and do we see this percentage increasing from here on?
You're asking about our advertisement spend?
Yes, sir. Advertisement and promotion spend.
Right, so our advertisement spend has been to the tune of about 2 to 3 crores in the past. We expect that trend, to not vary too much, because as the ad spend increases, the volumes are also increasing. So maybe it will remain in the 2-3% range.
Promotional spends will include the ad spend as well as other promotional programs that we run in the market. So on a cumulative basis, both the revenue link and non-revenue link is approximately in the 8-10% region for the brand.
I'm not able to hear you very clearly. Could you please, I think there's some audio problem at your side.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So just last question from my side for the engineering products segments. We understand that one of our key competitors globally are Turkish players. So how exactly are we advantageous in terms of either cost or either in terms of supply chain, in terms of quality of product that we sell? How are we competing with these Turkish players? And do we see Chinese players trying to penetrate the market through either price undercutting? If you can just give an outlook on this.
Yeah, sure. So I think, Skipper has a lot of inherent cost advantages compared to any manufacturer in the world. We are the only truly end-to-end integrated company with backward integration and forward integration for our product. So that definitely gives us a lot of advantages. We are also located in the eastern part of India, where we have advantage for raw material sourcing, and also we are close to the port, so our logistics cost is also very low compared to some of the other players. Now, how do we compare against Chinese and Turkish? I'd say that yes, definitely in terms of cost, we are fairly competitive because of sea freight again getting rationalized. Post-COVID, now sea freight levels are back to pre-COVID levels. So it is very easy for us to supply our products all over the world at low sea freight. During COVID years, we did have a disadvantage because the sea freight prices were so high. So there definitely, maybe perhaps Turkish players had a more of an advantage in supplying to Western continents. But now that advantage is no longer there. Sea freights are largely same, whether it goes from here or whether it goes from there. So in terms of size and scale, we are definitely up there with the largest Chinese and Turkish players. In terms of cost economy, certainly we are able to compete very well. I think the important thing about for us for breaking into newer markets are things like registrations, approvals, product certifications, product type testing. I think those kind of engineering activities, techno-commercial engineering activities, which the company has been doing for the last 8 to 10 years, and it has yielded positive results already for us. And subsequently, it is going to get more and more beneficial, and more and more it's going to yield better and better markets for us in the international space.
Fine enough. That's all from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Mishra for his closing comments.
Thanks, Susan. I thank the management for giving us an opportunity to host the call and all the participants for attending the call. Sir, do you like to make any closing comments?
Yes, sure. So, thank you everyone. We are confident of delivering profitable revenue growth with a consistent margin in the current year and expect to clock revenue growth in excess of 25% CAGR for the next three financial years on back of pending engineering contracts and strong polymer segment performance. We will continue to focus on improving bottom line profitability, stabilize operating cash flows, trim our debt, thereby leading to improvement of the company's margin profile, and strengthen its balance sheet position and capital return ratio. The company's efforts towards sustainable business practices will help us to achieve its goal by making meaningful contributions to the national and global infrastructure. We appreciate your continued support and look forward to interacting with you again in the next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Centrum Broking Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.